Well, the latest figures from the Office for National Statistics have the unemployment level rising by 15,000 to 2.52 million. Plenty of other business news around today. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, these figures, are they really telling any story?
Not too much. I mean, obviously, you'd have to take the headline figures on some of these points, and of course we have seen the unemployment figure rise, but the actual unemployment rate has fallen from 7.9%, which is what we expected this month, to 7.8%. But we're also seeing the average earnings not necessarily coming in the right numbers and falling. We expected the average earnings to come in at 0.7% growth, and we got that at 0.4%. So there's a real mixed bag in terms of these numbers today, and I think that really does show us the picture of the economy. I mean, you can take a number of different readings for how the economy is performing, GDP and various different points, but of course the biggest thing is unemployment, and of course we need people back in work and back to almost the old ways of this unemployment level coming down. And of course, we aren't really seeing any real progress in this. We are seeing numbers come in every now and again slightly better. But when you get numbers like this, where you get a full list of unemployment figures and they're also mixed, it does become very hard to see where we're making progress and where we aren't making progress.
Although earlier in the week, we did see that CBI report, which suggests that things are looking up, and there are people out there who think that the worst is definitely over. I think most of us assume that now. But these figures suggest we're sort of bumbling along, aren't we?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the GDP figures, the same sort of thing happens with those where we didn't hit a triple-dip recession, but the growth was 0.1% or whatever it was. So we're talking very small numbers. And okay, there are signs that we are in better shape than what we have been, but it is very much, as you say, we are bumbling along. There isn't really much progression in these areas, and it's that old thing of the economy, instead of falling and becoming more negative, and it's not doing that, it's not getting more positive, it's stagnating in the middle. There isn't really that much in the way of change. But again, I think when you see what we've had recently over the last few years or so, it seems that the fact that it's just not getting worse is a positive thing.
Well, where it is getting worse is in France, because they've now entered their second recession in 4 years after their economy shrank by 0.2%. And there's a lot of negativity in France at the moment. And you kind of think to yourself, well, maybe the UK and its policy of austerity over the last 3-4 years has worked slightly better. Or am I imagining that?
Well, it's the old thing that we've had over the last few years or so, is that the UK has been performing badly, but at least we're not in the Eurozone. And then that's been one of the big saving graces, of course. Now, France is a very interesting point because, of course, we've all spoke about Ireland and Greece and Spain and Cyprus and all of these countries. And for a long time, France sat alongside Germany as the saviours of the Eurozone, those who were going to take this off and make the Eurozone a better place after this crisis has come to an end. However, there are a lot of fears now about France falling the same sort of ways as the likes of Greece and Cyprus and Spain, because when it comes to austerity and the austerity measures, just France are really unwilling to move on any austerity measure or bring in any sort of cost cutting. And there is so many things that the likes of Greece have had to do in changing retirement ages and changing pension pots and really doing things that, of course, aren't popular for the general public, which France, it has been said, if they were needed to do this, are just not willing to do. And with the debt levels so high, of course, and they're not on their own with these high debt levels, but it would take an enormous amount of cost-cutting and growth to get countries like France out of this. And, of course, the biggest issue when it comes to this, we've all seen about bailouts. France is a much different story to bailing out the likes of Greece and Cyprus and Ireland. We'd be talking, instead of billions, we'd be talking in the trillions of euros to bail out a country the size of France.
And is it more difficult for Mr. Hollande, who, of course, has just celebrated, if that's the word, his first anniversary of being sworn in as president. Because he's on the left, it's more difficult for him to introduce swingeing cuts, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of his points during the election when he was being elected was he wasn't going to do any of these. He wouldn't support any of Nicolas Sarkozy's cuts and austerity measures. He was the man for the people because he wasn't going to stand by as France would fall into the same pitfalls as these other countries have done. But of course, the issue that we all know is that a lot of these other countries haven't wanted to add these austerity measures and cuts either. It's been they've had to do so. So it becomes very hard for him to move in that sort of direction when he was so against it when he was being elected.
Okay. James Hughes from Alpari, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.